Networking and marketing made simple is for you, the business owner that has a product, service, or message that you truly believe in. My name is Scott Aaron, and each week we'll take a behind-the-scenes look at real-world networking and marketing tactics while leveraging LinkedIn to get what you have in front of many more people. Thanks for spending time with me, and let's get started. Hey, everybody, and welcome back to another dual episode of Networking and Marketing Made Simple and the Entrepreneur Rescue Mission. This is Scott Aaron, along with my beautiful wife and co-host,
Nancy. Hello.
It's always so awkward, right? Anyway, bye. We're grateful to have you guys back with us today. And first of all, happy April. It's crazy to say that we are officially in April, and it's our birthday month. So Nancy and I are born, 6 years apart. Her birthday is April 15th. Mine is April 20th, 420. And so this is a great month for us. We love celebrating. We got some fun plans with family and friends. So this episode is not an April Fool's joke. We are going over the foundations of your personal brand, and also how to identify and construct the core elements of your personal brand. And why this is so near and dear to our hearts is because building out your personal brand that ties into your business brand will basically make or break your business. You want to do things that actually set you apart as the expert in your space, and building out that personal brand is one of the reasons to do so. So two quick announcements. Number one, just wanted to thank everyone for supporting our brand new book that came out last week, The Feel Good Business Model. It was a smashing success. Everyone loved it. Lots of ratings and reviews, number one new release, blah, 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 all that stuff. And it couldn't have been possible without the help and support of all of you. So thank you guys so much from the bottom of our hearts. Number two, we are very excited to announce that we have our first free workshop in a couple months coming up. It is actually from Monday, April 22nd to Friday, April 26th. And it's called the Personal Branding Blueprint. And that's what ties right into today's session. So if you would like to register for this workshop, it's completely free. We haven't done this workshop for a good while now. I think it's been over a year since we did this. And people have loved it because everyone is looking for extra help and things that they need to do to build out their personal brand. And we have the blueprint to teach you. So in this 5-day free workshop, you're going to learn all about it. It's from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Friday. There's going to be some prizes, some bonuses, some giveaways all that week just for attending and just for being a part of it. So go to the description of this episode or the show notes, grab the link, get yourself registered, share it with friends, family, whoever, more the merrier. So, as we did before, the way that we're going to tackle this is we have four tips for you guys today. And as we did in one of our previous episodes, Nancy handled the odd numbered ones, and I am going to handle the even numbered ones. So Nancy's going to handle tip number one and three, and I am going to handle tip number two and four. So these are the four foundational keys to your personal brand. So Nancy, what's number one?
Yeah. So number one of really,
you know, I didn't tell them what it was.
Scott was like, number one. And I'm going to get, yeah. I think the, let me go back to what we're talking about here. So when we talk about, identifying and constructing, your personal brand, one of the most important things, and I can't stress this enough, it's just remembering your why, why you're doing this, what the mission and the vision is for your business. I mean, it is so incredibly important to get clear on that, because that is going to be the driving force of everything in your business and as you build your personal brand and as you work with people. So, I know Simon Sinek, was very big. If you guys haven't checked him out, he did a really amazing TED Talk years ago on the, what was it called, Scott? Do you remember? It was like the Power of Why or something.
Start with Why. It became his best-selling book.
Yeah, so that's his best-selling book, but he actually had a TEDx talk about, the one thing, you really need to,
Called, no, start with why.
yeah, so start with why. So either way, right? Like, your why is just so much. And so, without going too far in depth, I just, rewind back to whenever I actually was building my first business. And for anyone out there, right, once you enter the world of entrepreneurship, it's almost like you're opening yourself like up to like a video game. It's like, all right, here we are just trudging along. I want to do this thing. And there's all these battles and obstacles that you have to overcome. And, whenever you think back to your why and the mission and why you're doing all of this, it's going to be that thing that keeps you going. So number one, as you construct your personal brand, make sure you're clear on your why, why you're doing this. When days get hard, why do you want to keep pushing through? When you feel scared to put video out there or to show up authentically, why are you doing this, right? You want to help people. You want to, have this amazing vision and you want to have a mission for your business that is going to do, XYZ. Always remember, and come back to these things. So number one foundational thing is your why and knowing, the mission and vision that you have for your business. So,
So,
yep. So Scott, number two.
yeah, number two. Thank you, Nancy. So number two is, who do you actually help? Or who's your audience? So let me just start by saying this. Every entrepreneur starts out the same way. And they say, I want to help everybody. Well, we're here to tell you. You can't.
I mean, you can, but it's not going to be great.
It's going to be really difficult to do so. We talk about niching down and all those things, but the fact of the matter is that you need to make sure that you clearly identify who you help. Now, what I'll say is this: can you help everyone? Yes. But are they the best fit for what you're offering? No. Understanding your audience on a deeper level will help you move your business along much quicker, because it then allows you to trim and tailor the messaging that you have, whether that's on social media or your email marketing campaigns, maybe copy on your website, a sales page, a lead magnet. But also, this then allows you to address their specific needs and desires. It's never about anything more of what's in it for them. The people that you're looking to connect with, the people that you're looking to serve, it's not that they don't care about you. They care more about what's in it for me. What is this going to do for me? How are you going to help me move my business from point A to point B? So you really want to better understand exactly who your audience is and who you serve. Now, it's taken Nancy and I significant time, year in, year out, month in, month out, workshop after workshop, to really nail down our target audience. And we have now settled on our core foundation of people that we serve, our audience, coaches, consultants, and service professionals. Those are the people that we serve. Now, we had a different scope a number of years ago, and it didn't get us the desired results that we want. Could we help certain people? Yes, but you have to make sure people are the right fit for what you're offering, because they really need to have their problems, the holes, the gaps, the bottlenecks in their business addressed to the right way. But also, you want to serve people that you know are going to get results. There's nothing better. There's never a better feeling knowing that what you're doing to help someone else is going to get them better results in their business. Yes, you could help anyone, but are they going to get the right results? It's always about the ROI, what you teach, what they consume, what they apply, and is it going to land on them the right way and get them the results that they want? So that's number two. So, Nance, what is number three?
Number three, is be clear on how you help people. Okay. So that means having a clear, offer or service that you provide. I know this sounds like a silly one to some people, maybe, obviously to others as you're just getting started. Again, this is, just basic, but, I've talked to so many coaches, consultants, and people who, have worked with people who, whenever I ask what they do, share your value ladder of services. Like, you know, how can people actually work with you at different levels? And, you know, they're not really sure how to answer that, you know? So I think it's really, really important that you get super clear on how you actually help people. You know, this could look like, you know, actually mapping out your packages or your services. It could be making sure to iron out, you know, if you have like a group coaching program or something of that nature, really just, you know, writing through all the features and the benefits and the deliverables. Because when you aren't confident on explaining what it is that you offer, if you aren't clear, right, and simple, whenever you explain to people how they can work with you, people are going to walk away confused. Right. You're not going to close sales. You're going to look unconfident. You're going to look confused. They're going to be confused. And really, you're going to miss out on, you know, obviously working with more and more clients. So getting super clear, keeping it so basic, you know, meaning people aren't burning calories trying to figure it out. Like, I mean, again, I wanted to work with people so bad, full, like real story. And I've been like, all right, well, how do people work with you? And they just go through this long, you know, drunkalogue kind of around like, well, I can, and it's like all these things. And I'm like, still confused. All right, sorry. I guess that's not going to be the best fit. Be clear, be simple. Okay. Don't make people burn calories trying to figure out what the heck it is that you do. Make it very clear for them. Okay. And if you don't have it very clear, you know, on a services page on your website, please, 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 you know, take the time to do this. Because it should be simple. Okay. And it also makes you more confident when you're actually sharing it and getting it out there with the world. All right. So we're on to number four, Scott.
So the fourth and final is what we call, where should you be showing up? Now, what this quantifies is what social media platform and beyond are you showing up? Now, as you guys may know, Nancy and I do rely and lean heavily upon LinkedIn because the demographic of the people that we teach, they work with a lot of business professionals. So naturally, they're going to want to learn how to leverage LinkedIn better. And it's a lot of what we teach. Not saying that you're not going to get and acquire people from Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, but you need a nucleus social media platform to focus on. You know, we call this your compass. So you need to have a social media compass and then obviously be omnipresent around that, which could be, you know, repurposing your content to multiple channels. So when Nancy and I do podcasts, obviously, you know, obviously we post about this on LinkedIn, but we also have micro pieces of content that go out on TikTok, Instagram Reels, Facebook Reels, YouTube Shorts. And it's important to be able to share your message and bring them back to wherever it is that you want them to be brought back to. So you can't be 18 places at once. Repurposing wise, yes. But you need a core social media focus. So is the audience that you're looking to target on Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn? You know, where are you creating the most connections? Where are you having the most conversations? Where are you generating the most leads and sales? You know, where is your content being consumed most prominently? And when you can answer those questions, it will tell you what social media platform you need to show up most consistently on, but that is not negating the other ones. Just because Nancy and I, our sole focus, our primary focus of social media is LinkedIn, you can find us on every single other one. You can find us on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Instagram, every single platform that there is out there, you will find us on there. And we want to help you clarify to you and your business, your offering, your audience, and help you answer that question. Well, what platform should I be using? So when you can start to answer those questions, it will help you better clarify what it is that you're doing. And when you nail down those key parts, so your why, your who, your how, your where, now you're building a strong base for being not just genuine, you're being consistent, and you're being relatable. So again, remember, we're doing our free workshop the week of April 22nd through the 26th. It's completely free. It's called the Personal Branding Blueprint. It is from 1 to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Or is it daylight time? Oh, it's Easter daylight time now, right? It's EDT, not EST. So, we just had Eastern, we just had daylight savings. So I think we're now into EDT. And I think that only really means for the Arizona people because they're the only ones that don't change their clocks. Anyway, that's a whole separate conversation. But anyway, it's at 1 p.m. 1 to 2 p.m. EDT. It's live and recorded. There'll be a replay page for all of you to watch them back until the following Monday, which is April 8th. So you'll have plenty of time to watch anything that you missed. You'll get a workbook, private Facebook group access, where we're going to be having contests and giveaways. So go to the show notes or the description of this episode to use the link to register for free. So we hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love and gratitude, and we'll talk to you next time.
Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for checking out today's episode. If you could, please support this podcast by hopping over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any place that you're listening to this. Leave us a rating and review. Let us know what you loved most and what you would like to hear more of. But also, if you would like to learn how to take your business to the next level, whether it's using LinkedIn or working directly with myself and Nancy in our intimate group coaching programs, you can head over to www.thetimetogrow.com or scottaron.net to learn more. Thank you again for your support, love and gratitude, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you.